word for you from Proverbs 19 verse 24. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish and will not even bring it back to his mouth. This is the ultimate definition of a lazy person, referred to in Proverbs in the older translations mostly as the sluggard. So lazy is he that even if he has food in his dish, although a lot of verses in Proverbs say that the lazy man will be hungry, he'll remain hungry. But even if he does have food, maybe given to him by other people, it says that he's so lazy, he will not even bring it back to his mouth. He finds it too much of an effort to put the spoon of food in his mouth. Now, of course, it's also symbolic of how lazy people can be. And God's wrath is upon it. There are piles of verses all over the Bible, let alone in Proverbs, speaking of laziness. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12, it says, so that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. And you will find in other places too, Romans 12:11, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. There's a verse in Proverbs 22:13 which says, the sluggard says, there is a lion outside, I will be killed in the streets. And it's simply his excuse not to go to work. They think of excuses. You'll find that there is no example of a lazy person in the whole Bible of one who got saved, one who found salvation, because laziness exempts you from salvation. It takes you out of it because you're not willing to make the effort. The food is on your plate. Salvation's feast is on the table before you, but you won't make the effort to bring it to your mouth. That's how lazy you might be. Even the prodigal son was at work when the Lord showed him mercy and he came to himself and realized, I am lost. I have sinned. I've sinned against God and against my Father. That was when he got up. You'll find all the men of God were busy, hard at work, whether they were shepherds, whatever it might be, but they were hard at work. God blesses hard work.